Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me. Yes, you've guessed it, him over there without the hair. Well, I've got hair, but just not. Just stop talking about your hair, okay, I will. What a day it was for Team Goob in Tokyo, winning 3 gold medals on Magic Monday. Tom Daley hopes his success inspires young LGBT people to chase their dreams. The Brit won gold alongside Matty Lee in the men's synchronised 10-metre diving. The win came 13 years after Daley made his first appearance in Beijing.
I hope that any young LGBT person out there can see that no matter how alone you feel right now, you are not alone and that you can achieve anything. And I feel incredibly proud to say that I am a gay man and also an Olympic champion.
Matty knows just as well as anyone how much I've wanted to win an Olympic gold medal my whole life. And I've been diving now for 20 years, and to be able to do that alongside Matty and share that moment with him has been such an incredible journey. And to see us become Olympic champions is, I genuinely still cannot believe that it actually just happened. It's been a dream of mine for so many years, and I am extremely thankful to everyone that has made it possible.
Britain's Adam Peaty won the 100-metre breaststroke gold, becoming the first British swimmer ever to retain a title at the Games. Producer Tom, you sure you got that right? Ever? Okay. He said he hopes to inspire more Team Goob success in Tokyo.
These games, obviously, they're about individual performance, but it's all about, obviously, the greater team effort. And everyone has a part to play, and whether that's being a catalyst for, you know, more gold medals or more silver, more bronze, I don't know. No one in this room can tell the future, but hopefully that gives a little bit of inspiration to the rest of the team that, you know, we've been through a tough time. The world has been through a tough time, but in the UK, you know, it's been a very difficult journey with no training camps, no racing abroad, well, very, very little. And obviously throw a newborn in there, it gets kind of hard, kind of complicated. But yeah, I'm glad that, you know, that's kind of all paid off. There's been a lot of investment into the swim.
This was the reaction from Matt Lawton, the Times chief sports reporter, out in Tokyo. But first, Petey's very first swimming coach, John Plant. Oh, you said first twice. It doesn't matter.
Gold, always believe in your soul.
He doesn't let things get in his way. I remember that, you know, when everybody else was in lockdown in COVID, Adam had a pool in his backyard, only a small pool, but he had a tether on the end and he did his workout in the pool there. So, you know, he could work then on his strength and his fitness and his technique. So it's never ending with Adam. And I'm sure that, you know, today, you know, he's on a bit of a come down having won the gold, but he'll be gearing himself up for the next event.
We haven't really got anyone else who dominates their sport in the way he has. He's redefined his sport. He's taken it to another level. He's so good. You get rivals secretly filming him under the water trying to work out how he does it because he's got this extraordinary stroke. And he's, you know, he was the first man ever to break 58 seconds for the 100-metre breaststroke, but he went one better than that a couple of years ago and went under 57. He didn't need to swim quite that fast today to retain his Olympic title and become the first Briton to defend their Olympic title in the swimming pool. But no, he's awesome. He's an incredible athlete.
Team GB's Tom Pidcock says it's been quite an intense couple of months leading up to winning gold at Tokyo 2020. He's become this country's first ever mountain bike cross-country champion at the Games. Hold on a minute, cross-country, is it? Oh, okay, I didn't know that. He said it's difficult to take it all in, especially after a recent collision.
I can't really imagine what it's like for athletes, this to be their goal for 4 years. This has kind of been my goal for, I don't know, 8 months. But to build up for 4 years, it must be quite something else. So I was in, accident, got taken out by a post van 2 months ago. And it's been pretty intense 2 months, kind of every day has been, we've taken it as if, time's of the essence, really. We made the most of the time that we've had to get ready for the Olympics. In a situation with not being able to race at my full potential, there's always kind of a bit of uncertainty, a bit of doubt about how good I will actually be. Well, it played out pretty well in the end.
On to the former Team Goob athlete Kelly Sutherton, responding to Piers Morgan, saying athletes shouldn't celebrate winning a bronze.
I understand what he's trying to say, but don't contradict yourself by saying I'm behind Team GB and said I'm not going to celebrate anything other than gold, because there's a lot of people getting their winning medals who were never expected to win. That's an achievement. He just does it to get a rise, and I'm not offended by what he says. It's like we don't go out there to try and win a gold, because I'm sure it's like saying to any sport, you don't go out there to try to win, you do go out there to try to win. And if your best isn't good enough, but it's still a great performance, but unfortunately someone better than you is better than you on the day, what can you do? He doesn't really know what he's talking about. He's just an editor of a paper, all he was, and then and he's an Arsenal fan like me, so he has no idea what it's like to ever win. And his book was 9th bestseller.
Now, Manchester United are close to completing the signing of Raphael Varane. TalkSport understands Varane has agreed personal terms on a 5-year deal at Old Trafford, and United are in the final stages of thrashing out a deal worth £45 million with Real Madrid. Please let this happen. Be professional. Jamie O'Hara reckons Varane is one of the top 5 centre-backs in the world. Oh, is this a week after you said, oh, he's so slow, he won't cut it in the Premier League?
He's 28, and if he's highly regarded like everyone says he is, surely Real Madrid are not going to let a player like that go, you know? He's not 32, he's 28 years of age, so he is a top centre-half, probably one of the top 5 centre-halves in the world, you'd say. So it'd be a great signing for Manchester United, it really would. They want to be challenging, it's Manchester United, so yeah, they do need to... That was one area of the squad that they were kind of, I think, weak. You know, I just don't think Lindelof was good enough to play alongside Maguire. So it would be a really good signing.
Staying with United, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has extended his contract at Old Trafford until nearly 8:30. Oh, 2024, yeah. Despite the fact he's yet to lift a trophy in his 3 seasons as manager, it doesn't matter. I ad-libbed that bit. We'll hear from Sol Campbell and Darren Goffey-Goff shortly, but first, this is Jamie O'Hara, who doesn't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is good enough to lead United to a title. What does he know? What does he know?
You have to be challenging for the big trophies. You have to be there at the end. And at the moment, they're not Manchester United. They're not challenging. All right, they finished second, but Man City walked it. I don't think they're ever going to challenge with Solskjaer's manager.
He understands the Man United way. They've always had a youth player playing from, I don't know, way back.
Yeah.
That's their DNA. They always want their exciting players or whoever comes through the ranks, they want them on the pitch. And so for me, he understands that. And the players, know that, and they're all bought into it. But he spent a lot of money, but he's got into, last year's final, and there's a couple of FA Cups, semi-finals here and there. It's progress.
David De Gea has to score this. He's saved by the diving Rulli Davi to his left-hand side.
At some point, they have got to win because it's Manchester United and that pressure is on. So, to me, it doesn't matter whether he signed a 1-year contract, a 2, 3 or 4.
You're right.
It doesn't matter. If he doesn't get in the top 4,
you're right,
he'd probably get the sack.
Yes.
And he'll have in the contract, because Ollie wouldn't have argued it, would he, that contract? He'd have just said, what, me managing Manchester United? Of course, I'll sign it.
I think he was one of the managers who was lucky at home that there was no fans in, because I think the fans would have turned with some of the performances at Old Trafford.
Well, it was bad already, and now it is Manchester United 1, Tottenham Hotspur 6.
Manchester United are an elite football club. There's no question about that in world football. They're an elite football club. They haven't got an elite manager. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wouldn't be in the top, I'm being kind of, 15, 20 elite managers in world football. So Brendan Rodgers would be above Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Your job now is to stand by our new manager.
They've tried appointing Sir Alex Ferguson's guy. They've tried to appoint the big name coach. They've tried to appoint Jose Mourinho, the serial trophy winner, and nothing's really turned out to be Alex Ferguson. You know, what they want it to come up, they want it to all come up Alex Ferguson again. You know, basically, that somebody that they show great faith in, and there's this dynasty, and there could be this dynasty with Solskjaer, but it's not happening.
I don't think even if they signed Virgil van Dijk under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they would win the Premier League, because I think he's hit his glass ceiling. If they hadn't have given Solskjaer a extended contract, you think he would have been able to go and bash their door down and said, if you don't give me extension, I'm off? Because where's he going?
Now, if you're a Man City fan, would you rather spend £40 million and sign Tammy Abraham or splash loads of cash and try and get Harry Kane? Well, of course you'd sign Harry Kane. But incredibly, this is the former City winger, no he didn't, Trevor Sinclair, no, please don't tell me he did, claiming he'd go, he did, for Abraham.
It just goes against my principles
or what
I think about the club. Honestly, it really does. I just don't want to see the club going out there and spending that ridiculous amount of money to bring one player in. Because I think that just kills it then. You might as well pack up. I think we all know they've bought a few players at £50 million and they've had good windows. And the recruitment, I think, the due diligence that they put into the work has been excellent in general over the past, 10 years. But especially since Pep's come in, a lot of the players come in and they're a real success.
Left-footed cross towards the far post. What a header that is for Ruben Dias.
It just doesn't sit well with me, the fact that Manchester City might buy a player. Nothing against Harry Kane, because I'm a huge fan of his. £160 million and one player. It doesn't sit well with me as a Manchester City fan.
Now, John Terry has left his role as number two to Dean Smudger-Smith at Aston Villa to pursue a career as a full-time manager. His former England teammate, Sol Campbell, believes that Terry has the correct attributes to be number one.
I think for me, he's a leader. John is, been an excellent defender over the years, and also for international, he's been impeccable. For me, it's all about, managing the next step and having the coaching kind of credentials that he's had. He's been around Villa, he's been around the top club. So for me, it's a natural thing.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't care if you're legally listened to on a radio that you've made with a coat hanger for an aerial. It makes no difference to me. As long as I get my £7, I'm happy. Anyway, don't forget to press that subscribe button. I'm back tonight on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar. That can't be right. I've got to do that show. Have I got to do that show? Oh, just tonight, and then I'm back on Drive for the rest of the week. Okay. Yeah. With Jermaine Beckford from 10 p.m. There will of course be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do. Until then, thanks for listening, have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.